most needful thing. The most needful thing for a spirit-filled believer is our utter, total submission to Christ, our entire surrender to Him. For every virtue we possess, and every conquest won, and every thought of holiness, are to be His alone. But the most needful thing is what most Christians shun, our utter, total submission to Christ, our full, entire surrender. The most needful thing is encompassed and encapsulated in one person. His name is the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah 9, we read that His name will be called the Prince of Peace. In trials and tribulations, He is our peace. In disheartenment and despair, He is our joy. In thick shadow and deep darkness, He is our light. In weakness and sickness, He is our life. In utter and total submission and surrender, He is our all in all. And that is the bottom line. Submission, yielding, surrender, death to self. Submission is a willingness to embrace weakness in order to demonstrate His power. Submission is preparedness to consent to vulnerability in order to display His strength. For He holds all things together, even giving the very breath in your nostrils, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Stoic submission is nothing but passionless capitulation. In fact, it's an enforced slavery. Saintly submission is a deep, willing, passionate love. In fact, a willing bond slave. And His master shall bore His ear through with an awl, and He shall serve Him for ever. If we are truly and rightly related to Him, then we are rightly related to others. But a right relationship with God is impossible unless we have a right view of self. And this happens to be the most difficult accomplishment for Christians in the whole Christian walk, because it is in conflict with the very warp and weft of human logic and rationale. It is the antipathy of human pride. It's rarely welcomed, as it means preparedness to come to the very end of yourself. It's frequently aborted, as it means willingness to be crushed and broken before Him. Jesus said, "They hated me without a cause. They hated both me and my Father." Jesus also said, "The world has hated them, because they are not of the world." Jesus said again, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek." And Paul said, "I rejoice in my sufferings for you. I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am completing what remains of Christ's sufferings for His body, the church." It means that you are to be His pierced hands. You are to be His spiked feet and wounded side. It means that you are to be His broken body, His representative bond slave. He identified with us by becoming sin for us. We are to identify with Him by suffering His humiliation in this world. Jesus said, "Be perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." And His perfect life was one of deep, willing, passionate, yielding love. His exemplary example was one of total submission to the Father. But until we are rightly related to God, we are submitted to self and not to Him. Until we accept our place of humiliation, we cling fast to our own rights and reason. Until we are totally submitted to Him, we deify courage, bravery, pluck, and heroism. We'll do anything to escape the humiliation of utter surrender and total brokenness. We'll do everything in our power to avoid the disgrace of his crushing humiliation. But he must increase in each and every part of life, and I must decrease in every aspect, until I am nothing and he is everything. But if you are man enough or woman enough to accept this challenge, it will mean your mortification and death to self. In trials and tribulation, he is our peace. In disheartenment and despair, he is our joy. In thick shadow and deep darkness, he is our light. In weakness and sickness, he is our life. In our utter and total submission and surrender, he is our all in all. Examine yourself to see if you are prepared to surrender all.